Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big Show on the Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to have Sidney Moncrief join us, a Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, coming up. Once the Bucks finish off the Charlotte Hornets, Steve told us that it wasn't going to be an issue.
No, they did this a lot.
96-87 now with 6.5 minutes
they lead
left.
The league in point differential. Mm-hmm. They're like by far the best team.
Not even close. Nobody else with double digits. They're like 13. Yeah. Blowing teams out. Dante DiVincenzo, the stat line, does not show it. But he brought a lot of energy to
this
club
tonight. That's a good
draft
pick. And that's the draft pick. We drafted him in the racial draft that we had. We took him from Steve. But
how did you give up Dante DiVincenzo?
But, you know, at the time, they didn't know what kind of player he was going to be. I said, man, anytime a guy playing a championship game, I want him, you know.
And he's got swag, too.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Too. Really good.
I'm a big,
no doubt about
it. I'm trying to put together because I want Pat Connaughton next. I'd like to have
him. Sure. No problem.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, we got to have somebody that can dunk.
Well, I gave y'all,
we're going to have nobody that can rock the rim.
I get y'all, Kanye.
Dude, it's everything. It's not just basketball players. Like, you trade actors for basketball players, actresses, whatever. It's not
Come
just
on, man.
It's not just player for player.
Right. Well, I think Rami took Kanye.
Rami he took can have Kanye. Him. Yeah, yeah, they can have him. No doubt about it. No doubt about
he
it.
He said if he plays his story, he wants this one guy to play him that's not black to play him. I forgot the guy's name, actor. Because they're trying to figure out somebody
remember.
To play him.
Come on, Kanye.
Now, Kanye West doesn't want, like, a rapper, other rapper guy to play him. He wants another guy. And the guy's a white guy. I'm going to give you
his
name.
That's just an interesting idea. I don't know who exactly would be interested in seeing the Kanye West documentary.
I do like being a save young man myself.
Danny McBride?
Yes! That's who he wants to play
the
him.
The dude from East Down and Bound?
Yes. He's funny, though.
He's hilarious. 100%.
But can you rap?
No. I don't think he can rap. He like might be him. Able to, though. I saw him. He's best
one of
at
my,
Pineapple Express.
Like, Sacha Baron Cohen, to me, is platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I love the guy. He is in that with me. One of those guys
sure.
I like.
Yes.
Yeah. Have y'all guys seen Bad Boys yet?
No, I
the
haven't.
New
seen
one?
Best movie
I haven't
in the
seen
world.
The new one.
Best movie in the world.
It's continuing to get better is what I heard. I just haven't had the opportunity to get in there, though. So it's worth it this weekend?
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be nice this weekend. It doesn't appear so.
You know, the weather.
It appears like it's just going to be trash for the next 3 weeks.
Well, you know, it was supposed to, like.
Mr. Miami over here.
Well, no, I got to go to, like, Altoona, Iowa.
That sounds fun.
5-hour drive.
Billy likes Iowa.
You guys know how I feel about Iowa.
Iowa got
nice.
It's
bad.
A big fan base there.
I'll be in Iowa.
Iowa
in May.
Sucks.
No, stop it.
Iowa's awful. Don't
One of our
don't
best
try to,
listeners.
Don't grease
in
a pig.
Iowa.
It looks awful. Iowa's the worst.
We got a big fan base there, the Big Show and the Packers.
For sure, yeah. You know who else has a big fan base there?
And we always draft
Korn.
One of the players.
Yeah.
What, the group Korn?
No. And also that group Korn, that still doesn't make any sense. Also, big fans of Iowa, the people that install streetlights, because they got to install 3 this past year.
That's not nice.
They have 7 now. 414-799-1250.
Twitter, he's just joking.
After year one with Matt LaFleur, what has impressed you and what has
good
you
question.
A little worried? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler, you just
great
said it's
question.
A good question. What impressed you the most out of Matt LaFleur in year one?
Even keeled. That's, I mean, other than being the best looking coach we've ever had.
That's true.
He's just an even guy. Because if you know all the smoke that was out there after McCarthy left the last four games, and it was very – the season was just a terrible season, 6-9-1. But it was just – it ended bad. Okay, moving forward, you got a young guy who was 39 at the time. And do you want these kind of guys to get in guys' face and yell and scream? Steve, I remember when Lindy Infante,
yep,
for you millennials, you can Google that name. That was my coach. Amazing human being. Platinum. They say, okay, he's not going to be the coach. It's going to be Bill Parcells.
That's what we thought.
Dick Vermeil. I'm like,
oh, big names.
Come on, cuz. Dinosaurs, man. We need somebody who needs to know what's going on right here. So Mike Holmgren was the guy. And he was kind of the happy medium. But no, the Packers instead in this point with LaFleur, which I did not see him on the radar of anybody to get this opportunity, because it was always the Sean McVay types who was going to get this particular job. They wanted a young guy. He came in immediately, and he was one of the boys. So much so, he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Playing basketball.
Playing basketball. But that's what you wanted. So they weren't upset. The players absolutely adore him. But the players loved Mike McCarthy as well, because Mike McCarthy always fought for those guys to get paid and paid well.
Yep.
LaFleur, so after the dust settled, we need to see, is he going to hold Aaron Rodgers accountable? And I think he did that. I think they had some pictures or videos of them having some disagreements on the sideline. But for the most part, they got along great. I have a lot of pictures of them. Steve, when he threw the touchdown to Aaron Jones, they hugging and, yep, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I needed to see.
We saw a lot of the point.
That's what I needed to
whenever see. Aaron thought it was a good play call, you saw him point over the sidelines. Yes. Like, that's what we needed. There was, yep, the sound effects thing from him hugging him after the Seattle game on the, yep, Inside the NFL, where he says, nice call, kid. And they continued to kind of grow in that sense of, mm-hmm, the relationship. And you're right, Leroy, later on, mm-hmm, in the year, there was never a camera that was panned only, mm-hmm, on the Green Bay sideline to see, yep, where is Aaron Rodgers, where's Matt LaFleur. It was, yep, we know what we need to do to get better. That yep, part of it impressed me, Sparky, and him being able to take, mm-hmm, over the football team and lead 53 guys. I mean, this guy did lead the offense last year, but Leroy, what is that, 27, 28 bodies in those offensive meeting rooms that you're talking to?
Yes.
And then you're going up in training camp, your first camp, you're looking at 90 guys that are looking, yep, at you to set the tempo for the year.
And they can't even pick you out, like, because he looks like the players.
And I thought, yeah, he set that tempo early.
He needs to set – and that moves me into what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Is referees respecting him. Because they got a video out there, Steve, where Shanahan goes over to the referee. They're going to hold George Kittle.
Yes.
And they did. They did
and
hold
they call
them.
It on Redman. Right.
They threw the flag. He got to get after these referees this year. He got to get out. Mike Holmgren didn't play because he gave him that, you come here. That's the white hat.
He was, yeah, a big imposing guy, too. LaFleur's not exactly that.
Right. If they don't respect you, you're not going to get what you need moving forward. Now, I'm not telling him to be just somebody he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But more conversation. And he didn't know this. This is his first year. More conversations with when they come to your training camp, get to know these guys a little bit, you know, and be hard on them, because you don't want your team to say, man, they don't respect our coach.
I got a question for you. How much did you players really focus on knowing the backgrounds of the referees and knowing, you know, they got kids, knowing if they're married, where they're from? How much of that was done at the pro level about the referees?
Well, it was just basically face, because you see so much, not so much their background. But you would realize their face, like David Boston,
mm-hmm,
the wide receiver from Ohio State. His dad was a secondary, yep, thing, and then he moved up. So I knew Mr. Boston. You know, you don't call him ref, Mr. Boston. You just know him. You get to know all those guys, and they just know your game. They knew I play a certain way, and you would go over there and talk to him, Steve. Now, listen, I told the guy, Jared, I ain't holding now. So don't be, you know.
That's just me.
Don't.
And then you slip. And then you slip, right, him a 20 or something.
No, I didn't handle.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did. Well, yeah, I did right then. Well, my wife had it all, but
and the good credit score.
Back then, though, it was a relationship with the refs.
Sure,
but if it was an issue, can you explain that to my coach?
That's a side of it.
I've never really thought of it that way. You don't think those referees respect the Belichick?
Oh, 100% they do.
They're scared to make a
call. They also know, to your point, they also knew what was going to happen when you call a play against Pete Carroll or a Bill O'Brien or something like that.
And they also know who's on a competition committee.
Sure.
Which coaches. So LaFleur has to try to get on there some way, get on one of some of these little coaching things they have and get a presence amongst these referees to say, hey, man, listen, I turned in like 14 calls of y'all call holding on David Bakhtiari, and it wasn't. I got 10 letters to say we missed that call. Get them calls right.
Yeah, and then you can start getting rules changed for you like Sean Payton when every single time you screw up.
With a presence.
Yeah, you always see him yelling at the referees. Somebody else's fault, no doubt about it. We'll ask Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and get his lowdown
after year
one with Matt LaFleur.
He's probably got a lot that he's worried about.
What has impressed you and what has you worried? I think this is the vocal minority, but I'm not sure. On Twitter, Chris says, impressed, sweeping the division, worried, too many to list. Well, you can list yours at 414-799-1250.
Got a chance
at $1,000 coming up, along with Sidney Moncrief, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, is here with us after the Bucks finish off the Charlotte Hornets. They've outscored them by 17, or by now it was 7. It is now 11 here in the fourth quarter, 104-96 the score. About 3 minutes left. Once that one goes final, we'll talk to the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer and the man that has number 4 raised in the rafters at Fiserv Forum, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, tells you what impressed him and worries him about Matt LaFleur next on The Fan.
As I've gotten to know Matt over the past 12 months, I think been really, really impressed with his work ethic, his ability to communicate with our players and throughout the organization. We had a lot of work to do back last January, and being able to kind of get to where we are now. We've had a lot of change, so it's pretty exciting going forward.
That's Brian Gutekunst on Matt LaFleur. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Under a minute to go, Bucks up 11 against the Charlotte Hornets. We're going to talk to Sidney Moncrief coming up here after the game on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. First, it's your chance at $1,000 here on The Fan. Text this hour's cash keyword to 72881. It is GEAR, G-E-A-R, GEAR. Text GEAR to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Your next chance at $1,000 comes up Monday at 8 a.m. on Chuck and Winkler. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, before we hear from the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, what impressed you the most out of Matt LaFleur in his first year as a Green Bay Packers head coach?
The use of Aaron Jones. And how they used Aaron Jones throughout the season, something that I've been asking for all of last year, and obviously wasn't being utilized the correct way.
And he played all the games.
Yep, and he survived. He didn't get hurt, missed two or three games. None of that.
That was wrong.
But you should have been right.
Had 23, so it's, well,
19 regular season touchdowns.
Yeah, but the guys they had.
He wasn't making it over Zeke, Dalvin Cook, or Christian McCaffrey.
I thought he had a chance over Zeke, though.
But I also thought that Christian McCaffrey wasn't – I also didn't think, Leroy, that Christian McCaffrey was going to win the running back and flex position for All-Pro.
Ooh.
I mean, like, was the flex was supposed to be where it comes to
a guy like
Aaron Jones that can catch the ball out of backfield and score the touchdowns on the ground. Those parts of it were frustrating.
And I was also impressed, Steve, and I want you to finish, that they threw the ball to him.
Correct. Utilizing him the right way.
Then just stop doing it.
Well, because teams weren't dumb enough to put Daniel Sorensen on.
That's a good point.
On Aaron Jones seemingly every week, right?
Like you're right about that. That was the change.
It felt like they got Kansas City in the same predicament that the Packers were in with San Francisco later. They saw the matchup. They said, that dude is a straight mismatch. Yeah. That was B.J. Goodson for the Green Bay Packers, and it was Daniel Sorensen for the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, Steve.
No, go ahead, Steve.
No, that's fine. So, I was impressed by Aaron Jones and how they utilized Aaron Jones. Concerning, worrisome, I guess, going into this thing is, for me, just it was a problem all year. And as Gary pointed out yesterday, and he's not here today, but as he pointed out yesterday, look, not a lot of teams in this league are going to try and run the ball down your throat like the Niners did. It's just not going to happen. Most of these teams are going to throw. This is not going to be an issue a majority of times you play football. My concern and my worry is they didn't really address being able to stop the run all year long. It's been an issue all year. And now it gets magnified when Shanahan decides he's going to run it down your throat. I'm worried that because you didn't make a change with Mike Pettine and you didn't decide to change schemes, you didn't decide to do something major to try and fix this issue, that we're going to be right back in the same boat again next year, having the same exact issues when we see San Francisco or anybody else that attempts to run the ball down our throat. That's what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm. Lack of change on the defensive side of the ball.
And that kind of an adjustment also is one thing that I'm interested to see how Matt LaFleur adjusts going into. We've brought up the fact that he hasn't had an offseason really with the same group, the same team, the same organization to work in new parts of his offense, but also his next trip around the league. Now teams are going to be able to not have, or he's not going to have the advantage similar to this year going into week one, right? All we were excited about was the unscouted looks. Right. They were going to give the Bears a lot of things they hadn't seen. Well, now everybody's seen you. Now everybody has 16 weeks of tape on you. How much does that change going into your next season? We'll talk about that with Michael Lombardi, our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, former NFL player personnel guy, three-time Super Bowl champion, and our Radio.com Sports NFL insider brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. That is at 5 o'clock. Take a quick timeout. It is a final from Paris. The Bucks win 113-103. We're back after this with Sidney Moncrief. The Pro Basketball Hall of Famer is on the Fan next. It's Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free Radio.com app. You guys want to rock out tonight? Rock out with Skillet. My boys are going to be at the Milwaukee Admirals game, and that's where I'm going to head to right after this. And watch some first-place hockey. And then, I mean, if it really goes haywire and maybe I rock out too much to Skillet, I'm going to need a piece of jewelry for my girl because I lost a tooth.
Uh-oh.
It happens to me every once in a while. Sometimes I just get too excited. I do this at these shows. I went to one. That's why I don't go to concerts with Jeff Orlowski anymore.
Why?
Because for the most part, all of those concerts turn into mosh pits. And I mean that
Jeff isn't in there though, is he?
No, he stands off to the side. But I always crave contact, and I always get too excited, and I'm shoving people around, man. And like it's not a good
bumping into people.
100%. Instead, I just go to the jewelry center and get treated like a regular human being.
Dean Murray is where you want to go, guys, if you want to step up to the plate and be a real man this year. Save up your money.
Real man.
And just go over and see him. Just sit down with him and just kind of pass him what your budget is. And I'll tell you what, he has one for you. But not only that, if you have some extra gold laying around for the new 2020, you just want some money, he pays the most for any gold. Not only that, they do more watch batteries. And I didn't even know that was a thing. People would come in. Oh, I said, why are these people here? They sell the most watch batteries by far than anybody. And I think for the most part, the service. I don't think we talk enough about the service. When you walk into a place, don't get alarmed if it's, you know, it's crowded. But Dean Murray really gets to you. He has some of the best people working there. I think that's one of the best things about it, to be honest with you. The service sells itself. Because you want to go in there and feel like you're getting a bargain. Now, I always talk about my one good friend. He knows this.
You've got more than one.
He tried to cut back a little bit. This is the one area you shouldn't cut back when it's for your girl. Dean saved his life. He went over to the jewelry center. He went over to 7477 West Layton Avenue. He went up in there and said, the Roy Butler sent me here. And Gary said, you guys are going to take good care of me. I got a problem. Well, guess what? Dean Murray is the fixer.
That's amazing.
Problem solver. I think that's the difference between having somebody you like and who you love. Say you're in the Blue Mountain area, 17100 West Blue Mountain Road, Suite 206. And not only that, if you're in Burlington, you don't have to come all this way if you don't have to.
Don't do that.
They got 1348 North Pine Street.
Mm.
Just go up in there and say, listen, I'm trying to get some of the best jewelry possible. But if you can't make it into one of these three locations, guess what? They have the best website, TJC.com, the jewelry center, TJC.com. Go on that site. I'm on the site right now. Even give you, now this is important. It even give you the sales young men and women to give you kind of what they look like. So you'll know.
Oh, so you got a little bio.
Yeah.
You're not caught off guard. Amazing. Who's this random person asking me what kind of my budget looks like?
You can walk in there and just say, well, where's Mike Prokop? I want to talk to him, you know. there he is. They give you a good deal. The Jewelry Center guy, they want to give you the best deal. It's Black Friday every day there. It's the Jewelry Center. It's Dean Murray.
That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36, soon to be Hall of Fame. Hall of Famers, the Hall of Fame finalists at the moment. He'll find out on next Saturday if it does go in there. Yeah, it's all encompassing. That, too, is a good way to say it.
Yeah, like
Leap 36, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiver. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh. And now we add a Hall of Famer, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, to the program after the Bucks beat the Charlotte Hornets out in France. Sidney Moncrief, appreciate the time today, man.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. I like this matinee basketball that we get on a Friday, but also it's so important to be able to grow this game globally. And Sidney, when you were a part of it with a coach and for all the time that you got to be a member of the NBA when David Stern was running the league and really making it this global game that it is today, it's cool to see the fruits of his labor pay off here as you know we remember him dearly, that they were able to pack that arena in France today. And I understand Michael Jordan was there, but the superstar was 34 in the Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Always Giannis has international appeal. And David Stern, one thing he realized was the fact that the United States has over 300 million people, but yet there's 7 billion people, over 7 billion people in the world. And he was able to advance the game of basketball outside of the borders of our country and get other countries interested in the product. And now we have more international players. You have the best player in the NBA, Giannis, being, of course, from Greece. And then this team has a lot of appeal here and also abroad.
I need you to help me. I lost my mind on the radio yesterday because I'm reading garbage on the internet from a writer that says that, you know, we have no truly dominant team in the NBA this year. Nobody's buying into the Bucks. Now Zion Williamson has given people a reason to watch the NBA. And I about lost my cool. I mean, this is a team on pace to get about 70 wins. Why is there this not wanting to believe in the Milwaukee Bucks at this point nationally?
How stupid of a comment would someone make?
Thank you. That's what I said.
How much more dominant do you need to be when you've only lost, what, 6 games?
Yep.
I would think you're dominating people, but the bottom line is typically teams have more than one superstar. This team has one, but he's so good, he's equal 3. Yep. And that's what people miss, that Giannis is such a dominant force and the people around him are extremely solid basketball players. They still does not want to give the Bucks credit, and they will not until we win an NBA title, or at least make it to the finals of the NBA championship.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief here on the Wendy's Big Show after the Bucks win out in France. We get to talk to Sidney Moncrief after the games on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. It just happens that we get to do it in drive time today because the Bucks started at 2. Sidney, when you do look at the other star players on this team, Chris Middleton has just been so efficient, and I know you and I have had a bunch of conversations about him on the postgame show, but tonight it was Eric Bledsoe who steps up and was efficient as heck again today, and just being able to be a playmaker in there with a lot of energy. What is it like when you know, as the best player, you do have your auxiliary players, and one of those guys is having one of those nights where he is just on?
And if you are an NBA historian or a person that follows the NBA, Eric Bledsoe was the best player for the Clippers. He averaged That's over true. 20 points per ball game.
Yep.
Even when they were not shooting as many threes. He goes to Phoenix, and he becomes what? Their best player on their team.
Mm-hmm.
What we see from him is not really surprising because he has the skill set to be a 20 to 30-point scorer at any given time. Tonight he was able to score a lot of buckets, but that's who he is. He has that ability to make plays and to make this team better.
Yeah, first of all, I really appreciated watching your game because that's when defense was – it was all about that. And sometimes you don't see that with some of these other teams. You know, the one player I want to get you to comment on is George Hill. It seemed like for some reason he doesn't get the notoriety that for being a true veteran. And I think he's one of the tops in three-point percentages. He does everything that you need because I know it's a lot – Brogdon had a big fan base here, and they just didn't – they're not buying into George Hill. I don't understand that.
Well, I just hope the opposing teams continue to fall asleep on him.
Thank you.
Because he's only leading the NBA in three-point shots. He's the most solid sixth man, I think, in the NBA. His ability to score inside, outside, three-point shots. And he's a pretty good defender, has been the difference in this ball club. And I really think the Bucks, to reach the status where people give them a little more respect, will have need to make it to the finals,
yep,
and win the NBA title. Otherwise, there are so many other games and other sports on TV, they don't really get the focus that they really deserve. There's so much other competitive sports, including pro basketball, being seen on TV and being streamed.
The NBA trade deadline just a couple of weeks away, coming up, what is it, February 6th, I believe it is, for the NBA. Is there anything you look at on this roster and go, you know, if I could add a type
of... Leave it alone. Get out of the kitchen. Yeah. Put your spoon down. Put your bowl up. Do not mess with any part of this team, because chemistry, what this team has beyond talent and skill, is they like one another and they get along with one another. They protect each other. And that's chemistry, and you can throw one player in the mix and it could just throw everything out of whack. So I would say trade deadline, they should be you have to talk to people, obviously, if you're a general manager, but I wouldn't tamper with this team.
Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sidney, Mike Budenholzer, with the win today, won his 100th game as the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. He did it in just 128 games coached for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Can you just try to put into context, as a guy that played and then coached in the league, to go into a system and that was different? I mean, obviously there were some players that were still the same, and Chris Middleton and Giannis had a lot of familiarity. But he walked into this system, into this new organization, and completely changed the culture.
He really did, and his time with Greg Popovich and San Antonio set the tone for him understanding the type of coach he wanted to be. And his system is transferable to a lot of different types of players. And he has the type of staff and the personality where players trust him, they believe in him, they play hard for him. And that's very unique. He is a special, I know this is a simplistic statement, but he is a very special head coach. And even before Milwaukee, even at Atlanta, what he did with that team, he's just an amazing coach.
Yeah, I think in talking to some of the people, they don't believe, small minority of people think that Giannis will not sign the Supermax and he may go elsewhere. But if you're the Bucks, you have the best team the last 2 years in building. I mean, they have done their part to put him in a great position. I don't understand why people think that he would leave this.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't understand, and we're all going to get on the same page. It's not even worth talking about because it's not a reality yet.
Right.
Win the NBA title first, and then let Giannis decide where he wants to go. I just couldn't think of a better place to be than Milwaukee. He's doing everything he needs to do. He's getting endorsements. He's getting notoriety. He'll make the most amount of money. The fans love him. The state loves him. And he's the type of kid, he's very level-headed, and I think he will want to stay in this market. But right now, I'm sure his focus and our focus will be on them just advancing in the playoffs, staying healthy, and winning the NBA title.
So, Sidney, now two-time Defensive Player of the Year, a Hall of Famer, five-time All-Star. He was voted the captain of the All-Star team once again. Just what kind of an honor, and what does that mean getting into those all-star games and those kind of all-star weekends for you, reflecting back on the times that you had?
Well, for Giannis, it's more of a popularity contest. I really didn't care for the all-star games. I did not care for the all-star weekends. I thought it was a waste of time. I'd rather be resting somewhere. You know, I can think of a lot of reasons. After I made one, you make two. After about number three, I'll never forget, I went to Nelly. We had just played Atlanta. And we were rolling. We won 60 games that year. The team was playing so well. I was just really fatigued. I went to Coach Nelson and said, Coach, I know I'm voted on the All-Star team. I just don't want to play. I'm tired. I want to go home and rest. He said, well, you can't do that. You have to play. So I said, no, I don't have to play. I said this in my mind. I don't have to play, I have to show up. So I only showed up. I didn't even try to play. You know? I'm just going through the motions. I'm here. So I don't really put a lot of stock in the All-Star game, really. To me, All-Pro, the fact that Giannis is an All-Pro, that's the ultimate compliment for a player, not the All-Star game.
Sidney Moncrief here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sidney, one final thing for you. You've touched on championship a couple of times here while we've had you on the phone here. As a guy that was on a team that, like you said, won 60 games, had a ton of regular season success, can that be that motivation, that factor of everybody still knowing you do still have to get to the ultimate prize, you still have to be able to get there, can that kind of pressure be a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, or how does that balance?
I can only speak for myself. I can't really speak
True.
For how other
right.
players process, but I didn't really look that far ahead. I just looked at the next opponent. Who's next in line? Unfortunately, we won 60 games, so did Boston, so did the Lakers. I mean, they were better teams than our team. And we didn't know that then, but I know it now, looking back at the roster, but I thought we were a very good team. I thought we had a shot. The Bucks, on their other hand, is clearly the best team in the NBA. Clearly the favorite. So I think they should have the type of confidence is just whoever we play, we're going to win that game or that series. And then the next series, it's time to win another series. And to me, that's how you look at winning an NBA title. You don't look at the end goal. You look at the process along the way. And that's what we did. We were just not the best team.
Sidney, really appreciate it. Really appreciate the time today and moving forward every single time we get you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, now driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Our conversation here with Sidney Moncrief is, and guys, if you want right now today, check out the new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles right off I-43 North at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, right off Silver Spring Drive. He is Sidney Moncrief. He is a Pro Basketball Hall of Famer. He'll join us coming up on Tuesday night after the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards. Sidney, appreciate the time today.
No, it's not after the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards. It's after the Bucks beat the Washington Wizards.
Exactly.
He is the absolute
That's
best.
Right. That's right.
About, and Mr. Butler, good luck. Hopefully you'll get what you want with the Hall of Fame. And go Bucks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
so
Sidney.
Much,
appreciate
Sidney.
It.
Appreciate it.
That's Sidney Moncrief joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Two-time Defensive Player of the Year. Giannis probably should already have like one of those awards, but he will be one of the few guys that wins that and the MVP. Should probably be in the same year. 10 minutes away from hearing Michael Lombardi, who we have talked very glowingly about Matt LaFleur. Our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider may do the opposite. We're back before that here on The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Buzz of the day, Milwaukee Bucks move to now 40-6 in the 2019-2020 season. Mike Budenholzer becomes, I don't know exactly what coach it would be, but he's got 100 games under his belt, 100 wins under his belt in 128 games.
That is pretty good.
That's a year and a half of coaching. He's already got 100 wins. We just talked to Sidney Moncrief, Hall of Famer, and his number 4 hangs up in the rafters up at Fiserv Forum, just about what kind of an accomplishment that can be and just how incredible it is when you really pan to it and look at it in retrospect. But
hey,
Sidney Moncrief has brought up championship with you guys more than I've ever heard him say.
He was funny, dude.
He loved it.
I love the All-Star talk.
Right. I didn't want
to
go.
You
can talk about that.
That's funny. Who hired Budden? What did Horst hire him or the ownership?
Who came first? Horst. I want to say, well, the ownership, really. But Horst was the general manager.
So Horst gets
the
credit
owners
for
Sure, I mean, should. Technically.
The yeah. owners were the one, though, if I remember the story correctly, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong on Twitter. Yeah. But the owners were the one that set up the breakfast with Budenholzer and Giannis and Middleton.
Right.
And said, so we think this is our guy.
Yep. Remember,
we want you guys to hang out and talk.
Fagan and Horse were like seen everywhere together, like inseparable during that whole time while that whole thing was going on. And then you had Edens or whoever on the other side of the phone doing whatever he was doing.
Because he was in Atlanta when they had won a lot of games in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And they just mutually parted ways because they gave Mike.
They wanted to blow it up.
Well, they gave Budenholzer the general manager job too and said, you did really good as a coach. Why don't you just pick players too? And to his own admission, he said, I'm more of a basketball coach. And once you get all those conversations and all those responsibilities on your plate, it takes away from me being a basketball coach.
It does.
And there's only so much more that you can do to it.
But they pay you more, though.
Well, they do pay you a lot more. It is a lot more.
I think I just did it. Hey, y'all give me extra $4 million.
That's what I like, that honesty.
I am going to do it. That's a lot of money because I ain't trying to be honest. I'm trying to be rich.
Well, that's a good way to look.
But we're glad to have him, though. We're glad to have him.
100%. No, very, very appreciative of it.
Ecstatic. God is good. I mean, again, another man's trash is another man's treasure. And the guy is just totally just doing an incredible job. And I like what he asked, what Steve asked.
About the trade deadline.
About the trade deadline. Yeah.
Nothing.
No, put the spoon down. Put the bowl down. Come out the kitchen. That was hilarious.
But get back in the kitchen because you just went to Robert's Specialty Meats.
Absolutely right. Wintery weather is expected this weekend. It's like sleeting out here by the radio station. And while it's not ideal to fire up the patio grill, delicious food from Robert's Specialty Meats is meant to be enjoyed no matter the season. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make dinner time the best time of day, starting with one of his stuffed pork rolls, like the legendary Al Capone roast, combining several meats, cheeses, and seasonings, all wrapped up into one awesome meal, which can be trimmed to suit your needs. You'll also find stuffed chicken breasts like the Door County Cherry, just oozing with that real cherry flavor. The best ground round for chili, plus over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats from mild to hot. Call Robert's Specialty Meats today, 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. And to reserve your order, when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app, our radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi, former Super Bowl champ and NFL executive, joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.